So I'm like, God, how do I get the boss attention? How do I make her understand and get her to understand that, woo, girl. Yeah. So God gave me clever things like this, okay? Honest as I can be. I'm not making none of this up. She's back there. Okay, if anybody gonna tell on you and tell somebody that they lying or they making stuff up, it'll be your spouse or your kids. Okay, they'll tell the truth on you. Okay, so I asked God, God, give me clever ways to make sure I, you know, she understand. One of the tricks, I ain't gonna give y'all all of my tricks, but one of my tricks is every year on my birthday, I celebrate her like it's her birthday. I'm talking, I go all out. Ain't no flowers, no cards. No. On my birthday, it's hers. The whole entire day. I'm setting it up. You hear me? I'm dressing this thing well. Why? Because I want to be clever, Miss Gail. I want to have some authentic. I want to have some original stuff. I didn't read this in a book. God placed the book in me. How do I get this woman attention? One year I got a American Express card, and it was for my birthday weekend, right? Got an American Express card, and got all the toiletry things, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, the whole kit. Booked the flight, the activities, and even had a person in the state that I booked for her to take her where she need to go and do what we had planned for her to do on my birthday. I didn't even go. I need for you to go over there and chill. Get away from me. Get away from the kids. Get away from work. Go over there and have your good old time. Don't even use your own money. Here's your American Express. Am I patting me on the back? Didn't I just tell you guys this is original, came straight from the kingdom? That didn't come from me, but the book is inside of me. It came from him. I ain't patting me on the back. I'm showing you guys what the author and finisher of my faith will do. Him, not me. And because I'm in tune with him, Ms. Gail, she can be forever pleased with me. Let me show you guys another trick. I ain't gonna give y'all all of them. You ain't gonna get you all of them. I don't pray this prayer anymore. God, make me to be the best entrepreneur. Make me to be the best father, the best husband, the best this and best. I don't pray those prayers, Mr. Gale, like that. Y'all wanna know how I pray? God, I thank you right now, Father God, that whatever you design for AJ to do and how you want me to live, I pray that I'm pleasing in your sight, that you can be forever pleased with my action, my talk, my walk, With great joy, you were pleased. You want to know why I pray like that? Because if God pleased with my actions at all times, guess what? The boss pleased with me as a husband. If God pleased with what I do every day, then my kids, they cherish their father. Because I'm not, you know, staying out all night and they don't know when I come home or do I love them or do I go to their sporting events or do I love making money or going to work more than I love taking care of them or the boss don't know when the last time I, you know, came and spent time with her or told her sweet nothings in her ear. And no. If I please the kingdom, my family, because families should be empowered to win. So if I please the kingdom, then guess what? When my son want to throw the ball, I'm throwing it. When my son want to tell me how practice is going, I'm listening. When my baby girl come and tell me how, you know, her friends and this and that and the other going at school, I'm listening. When them boss say, I go to her, baby, what's on your mind? Huh? Ask her, just randomly, baby, what you thinking? I used to didn't be like that, Brother Tim, because it was all about AJ. I used to didn't be like that. Women do not want much, but we as men, we think they want too much. Women don't want much. One of the most powerful things that a woman wants, y'all better listen to me, man, because we are empowering families to win. And if the family in this house cannot win together, we will not be able to go out there and win the loss. So listen to me. Listen. 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 We empower families to win. Now, what did I say before that? Say what? Say it again. All right, now watch this. Note taken. The man said, I said, listen. The woman said, what a woman really want. That show you how we think and how we listen, right? Because women want me to go ahead and finish that statement. You know what I'm saying? Watch this. Women, one of the most powerful things that a woman want, okay? It's not a new purse, not a new house, a new car. One of the most powerful things a woman want is for us as men to listen. And I'm going to tell you something. And what weights on a man's shoulders is when a woman just go ahead and talk and we listening and then we trying our best and then that 2 minutes went to 30 minutes nonstop and we like this. Yeah, baby. So even if it go the length of time, cherish your woman and the time that she have to communicate with you as a man. Because when she give up on speaking to you and talking to you, and you don't know how to discover what her thoughts is, because a woman's thoughts can go from here to Mars. Don't go fishing because you ain't finna get no product. You ain't finna get no fruit from that. You hitting all over the walls, man, trying to figure this thing out. There you go buying flowers when it ain't flower time. I buy flowers just because it's Tuesday. You buying flowers because you done made her mad. You fishing. I just want you to listen. And I'm learning that. I just want to listen. I want to hear you. So I say, baby, what's on your mind? What you thinking? She said, nothing. No, what you thinking? Nothing. What you thinking? It's the reason why I said what you thinking. Because I got some body language from you, or I got the expression from you that I know you thinking something. I don't care if it's what you cooking tonight. I want to hear it come out of you. I don't want nothing to be trapped in you. Amen?